Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How could I help you?
Hi, is this Best Living Solutions?
Well, I am a third-party call center, and I assist with several different products for several different companies. So what I would need to do is get your zip code to see exactly what you were billed for.
06437.
Okay. And could I have your first and last name, please?
Barbara Nolan.
Okay. Okay, so I do see here on April 14th, you got the Icon smartwatch and Icon mini pods. The shipping for those was $5.95. So that did start a 14-day trial, and after the 14 days, you were attempted to be billed the full amount of the product, which was the charges that you've been attempted to receive. So both of those was the $59.95. And if you were wanting...
I didn't order anything else. I don't want anything else.
Right, yes, ma'am. So you're being billed the full amount of the watch and the earbuds that you have already received. And if
Why?
You are wanting to keep those, then I can offer a 35% discount.
No, I don't want them. What should I do?
Well, I could also offer a 50% discount,
and
instead of it being...
I was told that for $5.95, I could get this free, period.
Well, yes, ma'am, and with the 50% discount, instead of it being the $59.95, that's going to take it down to $29.98.
No, I don't want them.
Yes, and I can also throw in some free earbuds if you were wanting to
I don't want them. I don't want anything. I'll pay
the
$5.95 because that's what I agreed to pay. But I don't want anything else. I don't want to be billed for anything else.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and extend your trial 7 days, giving you some time to return those products.
All right. Where do I return them to?
I'm about to give you the address right now.
And this is the Best Living Solutions. This is a ripoff. This is a ripoff. Okay. Where do I return them to?
Okay. I'm about to give you that right now. One moment.
This is the smartwatch and ear pods.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I'm about to give you that. I'm about to give you that address right now. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's 1151.
Right.
Capital E as in Edward.
Capital E D W. All right.
No, ma'am. That was capital E as in Edward.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And so, and then it's 45th. And so that's 45TH.
Okay.
Avenue.
45th.
Mm-hmm.
Avenue.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am. Unit C as in cat, so that's U N I T and then C as in cat.
Huh?
Denver, Colorado. Don't
worry about the ride. Uh-huh.
And then that's 8-0-2. That's 802-39.
Okay. 1151 East 45th Avenue, Unit C. Denver, Colorado, 802-89. And I
yes, ma'am.
Have 7 days to return them.
Yes, ma'am. So that was 80239.
Right.
Yes, okay, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You have seven days to return those, and then you will not be billed or attempted to be billed the full amount for those.
Now, what is this called? Best Living Solutions?
No, ma'am. So the name of the company is Icon, and so that's IKON, and you have the Mini Pods and Smartwatch.
Right.
Yes,
Mini
ma'am.
Pod and Smartwatch.
Yes, ma'am.
Mini Pods. Yeah. I was told they'd be $5.95, and that was it. And it's under Best Living Solutions on my bill.
Yes, ma'am. So most of the time, the transaction name is different from the company's name.
Okay. Well, what I'm returning them to is Icon. And is
yes,
there
ma'am.
A billing number I should put on this?
No, ma'am.
Well, what should I put? Just my name and my address?
Yes, ma'am.
Barbara Nolan and my address.
Mm-hmm.
And returning. And I don't have to say why I'm returning them or...
No. No, ma'am, you don't have to state that here, but I did leave in, like, a note in your account with us that you are returning that and that I did extend your trial 7 days to return it.
But Icon is different. When I mail it to Icon, should I say it's under Best Living Solutions?
No, ma'am, you would just put, of course, where you're returning it to and your name. And that is the Icon Smartwatch and Mini Pod.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am, but that's all.
Okay. Now I have another one here. I think that might be you too, even though it's another number. It's called 855-465-7542. Is that you too? That's the telephone number.
Yes, ma'am. So all of those numbers are going to direct you back to the call center.
Okay. Can you help me with that one, too? I have no idea what that one is.
Right. So that's most likely the so it was two items. It was the Icon Smartwatch and Mini Pod.
Right.
I'm not sure which one that is, but you are returning both of those products.
But $5.95 was for both of them.
Right. Yes, ma'am. That was the shipping charge.
Right. So what is this other one that I got charged another $5.95 for?
Right. So it was two charges of $5.95. One $5.95 was for the watch. The other $5.95 was for the earbud.
Wow. What a ripoff. I was told $5.95 got me both. So I'd like you to take one of those $5.95s off my bill.
Yes, ma'am, but that was for the shipping, and you did receive both of those products.
But I was told that they both were being shipped under one shipping of $5.95.
Yes, ma'am, so that is the post office fee.
What post
and
office
so
fee?
For you to receive the item. That was the post
but
office.
But you were
fee.
Told, I was told I would be charged $5.95 for this.
And
period.
Did it state that on the website?
Yes.
Well, yes, ma'am. It was supposed to say that you were paying the $5.95 for the two separate
no,
items
that
you received.
That.
So you received the watch, that was $5.95.
Absolutely did not say that.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, I understand. And so the shipping charge would have to remain because that was the fee for you to receive the product.
But they lied to me. I was supposed to be charged $5.95, and I got charged $5.95 twice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fraudulent. And I'm going to report this to my Green MasterCard today. So unless you can help me, you're going to get a bad report.
in his country. Joe Arpaio actually said he was.
Literally said surge at the border during one campaign debate, the border out of the primary. And you look at
okay, one quick moment.
Countries in Central America, it would have been nice, perhaps, if the vice president who was in charge of the border went and met with the leaders.
And it also said nothing about returning them. 595 was supposed to give me these forever as a gift. All I had to pay was shipping and handling. This is fraudulent.
Why is it that a fully vaccinated vice president has COVID restrictions at this point? Sounds like she's going to be sitting in the middle seat on Southwest Airlines. Right? She's going to be taking Air Force 2 down there. But the Phoenix administration doesn't seem to have any inclination in actually solving it. They're just hoping it'll go away. Many of them.
So first, I want to play something. There was an interview that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas had with Good Morning America. And Michael Strahan asked a lot of questions, but not one about the border. Take a look.
With more than 2.5 million Americans expecting to fly this holiday weekend, is the TSA ready? We see a dramatic spike in violent bomb flights. When you say you're not going to tolerate unruly behavior, what specifically will you do to stop it?
Okay, thank you for being patient. So, yes, ma'am, the shipping and handling charge would have to remain.
Okay, so I have to, and it's the same company using two different names, $5.95 for the watch and $5.95 for the pod, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, watch and pods. I just want to get this right for my complaint. Okay, I'm not going to pay this $5.95 now because it's going into dispute. So,
okay, well, I did go ahead and get those shipping charges refunded to you. That should be in your account in 3 to 5 business days. And thank you for calling
customer support.
I'm
going to get $5.95 and $5.95. I'm going to have $11.90. refunded.
So it should be right, but it should be two separate charges of the $5.95.
Right, but I'm getting a $5.95 and $5.95 refunded in 3 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now you also said nothing about having to return them. Do I still have to return these?
Yes, ma'am.
Even though this is fraudulent, I was never told. Do I still have to report you? Or is your company going to just say, okay, keep them like you told me, and then they're just not going to charge me for anything else? That's what I want to happen.
Yes, ma'am.
I should not have to go to UPS, send these back to you. When I didn't ask for them, you told me I wasn't going to be charged anything else. It's fraud, and I want you to just say, forget it. You'll eat the charges. I'll keep the watch. I'll keep the pods. And we'll call it a day. That's what I want from you.
Ma'am,
but
you just stated that you wanted to return them, right? I just gave you the address where to return
them
to.
I don't want to return them because you committed a fraudulent act. You lied to me. You said for $5.95 I could keep these two items. They were a gift for $5.95 and all I had to pay was shipping. Now you're giving me a lot of crap and I don't like it, and I want to keep those now. I want you to eat the cost, and I want this $5.95 here or $11.90 for both of them removed from my bill. You can do that. They're not that big an item. They're not that, the watch is useless. It doesn't work. You don't even want it back. It's a piece of crap. It doesn't work. I want you to say to me, keep them. I won't be billed.
You want more, but it's so important. You can use less. So it's all
to your supervisor again.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So I extended your trial the 7 days and gave you the address where to return them and also refunded the shipping charges.
Right.
And now you no longer want to return the items?
No, I want you to eat the cost because you lied to me. I don't want to have to pay UPS to return something you told me was a gift, and all I had to pay was the shipping, $5.95 from both of them. And you lied to me, and they're not a gift. They don't work. They're crap. I don't want to keep them. The whole thing's a fraudulent transaction, and I'm going to make a big stink. And it'd be better for your company to just say, I'm not going to charge you.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. So you can keep the watch and earbuds. And this has been canceled, and you should receive the shipping in 3 to 5 business days.
All right. So the way we're ending this is keep the watch and the earbuds, right? Earbuds and watch, keep them because they don't work and they're bad. And you're also going to refund my $5.95, and I won't be charged another thing by you. This transaction is done. Is that what you're saying? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So that was correct. And thank you for calling customer support. Make sure you're staying safe and you have a great day.
Well, where are you customer support for? I don't get it yet.
For
what's
the Icon.
Icon.
Mm-hmm.
So when if I have to call you again, it's Icon you're representing. And you're
right.
Just putting solutions. And both these numbers go to the same place.
Right.
And you're going to cancel this. I do not have to refund anything. I don't have to send any of these items back.
Right.
I can keep the earbuds and the watch.
Right.
They don't work. And you're also going to refund my money. So I owe
exactly.
you nothing. I owe you not a thing. And I won't be billed a thing by you.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I do hope you
and
have a great
name?
Rest of your day. My name is Kenya. That's K, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, Y, A as in Apple.
Where are you located, Kenya?
I'm in Alabama. I was
watching this. And you're working for?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm a third party call center. I just assist with the calls for the company.
Well, I suggest that you get a better job because this one won't be a business long.
Okay.
So,
was there anything else that I could do for you today?
No, I think I've gotten everything I need.
Okay.
Thank
well, thank you.
You
for calling customer support. You have a great
thank
day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.